I don't know how well you can hear that, but that's the sound of Tropical Storm Ophelia, which is currently above my head. By the way, hey there, this is Jim, and I was just thinking. All right, so the rain's finally slowed up. What was Tropical Storm Ophelia is on her way north and east of us now. Now being, 4:30. She hung out all day. We could definitely use the rain. I'm now going out to check on our new goats, Angus, Malcolm, Francesca, and Moira. Hi, guys. They're all up. There's the boys, there's the girls. The girls are all snuggled up next to mommy right here. So, interesting story here. If you're hearing any squeaking, that's Angus. Right there. Angus. What are you doing, Angus? I know, you're a tiny little boy. You're tiny. You're tiny. Hang on, let me deal with this here for a second. Okay, so the story I was planning on telling you is about the birth of our four new baby goats. So yesterday, September the 23rd, was having a conversation with my mother. We were having our usual weekly, well, it's not actually a Skype call. Skype's old tech now. Whatever Apple calls their version of Skype. Something, right? Anyway, talking with my mom. I was finishing up a conversation with her, and we're talking about the goats, who at that point had not given birth yet. I said, I'll be okay if they do what they did last time, which is I just walk out and all of a sudden there are new goats there, and they've taken care of everything for me. But since this is going to be the last time we have baby goats, if for no other reason that we have no other room for any more after this, it would be nice to see them give birth once. And Susie comes running around the corner and says, "Jim, I need you to come outside now." So, of course, I come out, and our nanny May and Daisy are both standing over brand new baby goats. They both have the sights and smells of just having given birth. I won't get into the gory details. If you've seen an animal give birth before, or if you've seen a human give birth before, you understand enough. If you don't, look it up. Of course, there's four new baby goats. One's in the process of still being cleaned, because when they come out, they have amniotic fluid on them. This is the only semi-gross part I will explain to you. They come out with a lot of amniotic fluid. And apparently, to the nannies, it tastes good. And so what they do, or at least what nature has made them do, is they lick them clean to get the amniotic fluid off of them. Let's face it, if you're going to have to lick your brand newborn clean, it would be good if nature made that taste tasty. So they tend to like the taste of amniotic fluid. So they're both licking these kids back and forth. And we're noticing something. And they're like, the kids are going from one mom to the other. And then back and back. And the moms don't seem to care. And they're just kind of like intermingling. And we're like, Well, we haven't watched them give birth. Whose kids are whose? There are two that are palomino colored, and there are two that are, I guess I would call it a dark palomino. Rather than the white background with the brown, it's more of a dark brown with black. Couple patches of white on their head and stuff like that, but, you know, a little bit different. But both multicolored. So they're kind of going back and forth, and they're, you know, like, oh, wow, this is weird. They seem to both be okay sharing their kids. Well, that lasted for about 30 minutes, maybe. And then Daisy decided to start ramming May because she was about ready to claim all four of them. Well, it was pretty clear that May had given birth to something. So it was like, okay. There was one of them, the largest of the four, that was only hanging around May. And I'm like, I'm pretty certain, excuse me, around Daisy. I'm pretty certain that's Daisy's. So since there were two that looked alike, well, they both had pairs that looked alike. We said, all right, we're going to go like with like. The light-colored ones are going with Daisy. The dark-colored ones are going with May. And then we separated them. But it was, for about 30 minutes, we kind of thought, wow, are we going to have like a little goat commune where they kind of share their kids amongst themselves? But no. After about the 30 minutes and, you know, all of the warm fuzzies are over, it was like, no, my kids. And they were both getting ready to duke it out for who gets all four. So 2 and 2 works better because they only have two teats apiece. So they can't actually nurse four goats all at once. They can only nurse two. So this works out better. It also works out because we were very afraid that we were going to be seeing 3, 4 goats apiece. And so now, even if our last goat, Piper, has quads, we can only have 8. We were very, very nervous that might have as many as 12. But yeah, that can't happen. So if Piper only has 2, then we're actually going to get off pretty easily and only have 6 new ones. As we can tell right now, 2 of them are girls, 2 of them are boys. So we got 50% of what we want because we were hoping for all girls because there's the whole extra trip to deal with the parts that breed 2 months down the road. So actually from this point, 4 months down the road. So we're looking at February. And then they have to stay alone for another 2 months. So we're looking at somewhere around like end of March, April, before the boys will be able to be back with the rest of the herd. But they're good right now for eight weeks to 10 weeks. And then around that point is when they are supposed to be weaned. And then that's also around the same time when they start getting frisky. Right? The testosterone starts going and they start getting frisky. We're done with frisky now. So that's where we are. So I'm actually going to go out and take a look at our babies again before getting ready to go to bed. We have names right now. So the two girls, one's going to be named Francesca and the other one's going to be named Moira. For those of you who care, September the 25th in the Catholic world is the feast day of St. Padre Pio. Padre Pio's actual name was Francesco Forgione. And so kind of in homage to Francesco Forgione, now St. Padre Pio, we're going to name one the feminine name of Francesco, Francesca. And obviously, being a Catholic priest, big fan of the Virgin Mary, the Irish form of Mary is Moira, so that's where we got Francesco, or Francesca, and Moira from. And we were hoping to go with all Scottish names. We have Irish names, Scottish names. That's my heritage, predominantly, is Irish and Scottish. I'm about 20%. Well, is it even that? I'm more than 50% Irish in heritage. I am 25% Scottish in heritage. So I think it's about maybe 18%, I think, is English. And that last sliver is German. So that's my heritage. So since it's predominantly Irish and Scottish, we wanted to go with some ethnic Irish and Scottish names. We did that for all of the previous kids, and we're doing it for these ones. So initially, the boys were Malcolm and Angus, and not because I'm an AC/DC fan, although those are the names of the guys in AC/DC. We just like the name Malcolm. Again, you might know TV shows, Malcolm in the Middle. Malcolm is a name that, it's a very common Scottish name. And Angus is, you know, it's a cool Scottish name. But we, the one that's named Angus is literally half the size of his brother Malcolm. And we didn't have a lot of luck with the last ethnic boy name that began with the letter A, which was Aiden. That's the one that passed away, got sick and passed away. And this one, he's got some challenges ahead of him. So we decided, you know what? Let's just change his luck around and let's not go with the A name. Let's find a different name. And he's this tiny little thing. So one of the Scottish names we found is Bean. So it's actually Malcolm and Bean. And that's our goats. Okay, and we're back. Let's wrap this episode up here. So today is Monday, the 25th, I believe, of September. A couple things I just wanted to catch up on. I did want to mention that our goats were born on the 23rd of September. That is the feast day of St. Padre Pio. I believe I misspoke and said it was the 25th. That would make it today. It wasn't today. It was Saturday, the 23rd. Also going to apologize ahead of time in case I cough, which I may do in just a second. This is still that damn cold that I got after Bird in Hand. It is now a nagging, dry cough. So now you know why I really hate getting sick, because I don't get over them very quickly. All right, so what's latest with the goats? So our one goat, Bean, basically was a little malnourished and a little dehydrated because he was having trouble figuring out the whole feeding thing. If you've ever seen a goat's feed, it's not as simply as walking up to the teat and starting to suck. You actually have to bump mom to let her to let down so she gives you milk. Otherwise, she won't. So you have to kind of give her a hint. Hey, I'm ready to eat now. And sometimes you'll see the kids will bump them a couple of times. Well, that apparently went right over Bean's head. And he was doing the sucking part, but he was apparently not getting anything. So he was getting malnourished and dehydrated. So he ended up at the vet yesterday, which was Sunday, which will not be cheap. And they were thankfully able to turn him around quickly. And again, apologize for the cough, but there's just nothing I can do. If I talk, I will cough. I could be quiet and not cough, but that won't make much of a podcast. So, you know, this is what you got. So we got him back today. A little bit of trouble with him bonding with his mom, but I think we're past that now. And last I checked, he is starting to nurse. So fingers crossed. And yes, I'm doing this on my phone, so you're going to hear all kinds of bells and whistles. This thing's happened on my phone. This is the only downside to doing things on the phone. You basically have to turn all of your notifications off, which I never do. before you record anything. Otherwise, as soon as somebody sends you a message like this, there is urgent police activity in Baltimore. Why do I need that message? I don't know why. I'm not in Baltimore. And you know what? There's always urgent police activity in Baltimore. They really need to fix that city. But that's a topic for another day. So there you go. Bean is back. Bean is doing better. He's still going to have to get antibiotic shots for the next 3 days, which I'm going to have to do. And he's going to have to get his temperature taken twice a day. And before you ask, Salve, no, you cannot put the thermometer under his tongue and tell him to close his mouth. Yeah, it's going to have to go in the south end. It's the only way you can take a temperature on an animal. It's got to go in the south end. And they have not come up with a... a tympanic or a temporal thermometer for animals yet. So yeah, just for people. That would be super helpful if they had that one. You could just rub it across their forehead and call it a day, but it doesn't work for animals that way. So I have to do that twice a day and weigh him just to make sure he is gaining weight and he's not getting hypothermic. For those of you in Salve, that means getting cold. So there it is. Normally I would say cold isn't an issue this time of year, but it is only 58 degrees right now at the end of September. That's right, 2 weeks ago you were here in South Central PA and sweating profusely, and now we can't even make it to 60 degrees. Crazy, huh? All right, well, before we get any more messages, some of those are actually from my wife, I am going to wrap this up and send it on its way. So thanks for listening. Thanks for the update. When I have more updates on the farm or the animals or whatever else I'm doing, I'll be sure to let you know. Until later, ciao.